Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Okay, hello, my sexy, fabulous, and hopefully horny. If not, maybe by the end of the episode, you'll be horny. Okay. So in case you don't know, I'm your hostess with the mostest. I'm Gaia Morissette, aka Empress Gaia. And today we're going to talk about planned sex, planned sexy time. It's something that I think I mentioned it in many other episodes, but I don't think I've done a specific one just on why you want to plan sexy time. So let's start with all the resistance of why people don't plan sex time. So, as over this last year, I've done a lot of TV watching while I've been recovering, which, by the way, I feel fantastic. Yay! So anyways, and while I've been watching television, it kind of reinforces like this idea that spontaneous sex is somehow better than planned sex. If you have to plan it, it means that somehow you're a loser. Like there's this deep kind of societal belief around this. And part of this is perpetuated by what we watch and what we listen to and what we read. And so when we have, when we've been exposed to, you know, sex scenes and love scenes and relationship dynamics where everybody's getting hot and steamy, it's always like this impulse. It's like this, we can't control ourselves and we are out of control and we throw each other up against the wall and we rip each other's clothes off and you know, and then we have hot, steamy sex, which of course they never actually show the actual sex. And, you know, and then, you know, somebody, you know, ejaculates because it's typically a hetero sex scenes that we typically see are exposed to. And then, you know, it's over. And usually there might be some cuddle time or some, you know, hanging out. And then there's always this afterwards awkward time. So either it's like, oh, that was so wonderful and we're so in love right now and we're snuggling, or it was like, oh, that was bad and we don't know how to talk about it. So that's what we're exposed to. And as human beings, what we see here, you know, engage with on a media space is what subconsciously we deem as that's how you do it. And so everything that we are exposed to, that we watch and we absorb and we consume, tells us on a subconscious and a conscious level that this is how you're supposed to have. If you really want hot sex, it needs to be out of control and you couldn't control yourself and you had to rip your clothes off and you had to like grab somebody else and throw them against the wall. Now, don't get me wrong. That is hot when there's consent and you know, you have that kind of chemistry, but very few people on the planet have that kind of chemistry unless it's, you know, there's some, you know, you're cheating or there's some toxic stuff going on that makes it extra taboo, which you know, you can't control yourself and it's obsessed. And again, none of that is healthy. So I want to talk to you about why we want to plan sex, sexy time. And when I say sex, I mean sexy time, which means, again, as a reminder, please go listen to many episodes that I talk about. Sex is not about, the goal of or orgasm. It's about giving and receiving pleasure. Okay. So sexy time, let's take even change the language. So sexy time is basically anytime you want to engage with another person and give and receive pleasure. And pleasure comes in many, many forms, many different ways. Okay. So if you're in a relationship and you've been in a relationship for a while, that first series of out of control, I can't help myself, chemistry, fire, wanes eventually for most people. Not all relationships, but majority of relationships. I'm going to say 95% of relationships. That impulse, that desire, that lust, that rawr, I can't keep my hands off of yous, wanes anywhere from 3 months to a year into a relationship. Unless there's some kind of new evolution in the relationship that sparks it up again, it wanes. And that's because we get busy, we get comfortable, we may have children, there might be sickness, there might be family dynamics that are at play. There might be, so there's lots of variables. And what happens is that sex and sexy time in your relationship becomes the back burner of importance. And so becomes the back burner of importance means that it doesn't just happen. It's not spontaneous anymore. Where in the beginning of your relationship, it was all you could do and think about because you were in the new phase of your relationship, or as I like to, they call it, new relationship energy is the terminology for it, or I like to call it the honeymoon phase, right? And your whole being and your endorphins and your biochemistry and all this stuff is to basically make sure that you're mating. But then real life and deep love and deep respect kick in, and it becomes not the priority. So you have to make it a priority. It needs to become the thing that is a priority in your relationship, no matter what's going on. Doesn't matter if there's family drama, kids drama, work drama, life being busy. It doesn't matter. You must make time because if you don't make time for sexy time doesn't happen. And the longer you go without sexy time, the further connection you have with your partner or partners. And that intimate connection, that sexual connection, is what helps us move through the world. It helps us stay, to remember that we love our partners when they do really things that fucking annoy us. And it helps us to feel connected and solid. And it's a really important piece of relationship connection. And the longer you go without it, the further you get from each other, and the harder it is, and this is what I see in sex relationships all the time with all my clients, is that the further you go from that, and the longer you go, the less likely it is that it's harder to come back to each other. And then it becomes this awkward conversation, and you don't really know how to move with each other. And the person that every time somebody's horny and they're not, they may have tried a couple times to initiate, and the person wasn't in the mood, and then they feel rejected. And so it becomes this like spiral effect of your relationship and how hard it is. It's not impossible to come back to it, but it becomes more of a challenge. And what I do when I'm working with couples that are in sexless relationships is that the first thing we need to do is make time for sexy time in your life. Then we can work on on a daily basis and spontaneity and the lust and we can do all these other things and to rekindle the spark. But it needs to become this awkward priority. And then it becomes this really hot, fun thing. So if you don't end up wanting, if you don't want to end up where you have to work really hard to get back to there, I suggest, and you're in a new relationship, I suggest that you just start getting in the habit of making sure it's not just date night, it's sexy time. Sex time can include dates, but even often date night may not equate to sexy time, because by the time you finish you're on your date and you end up talking about your lives and you end up, you ate and you ate too much food, because that's what happens when you've been with somebody for a long time. There's no more like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have a meat coma. Or fart, or any of these things that happen, right? So you want to, if you're gonna have date night, great. It needs to be incorporated. Sex time needs to be in there. But I would suggest outside of your date night is to have sex time. So how do you plan that? And why is it super hot? So first of all, we talked about how it'll make sure that you get some. Get some connection, giving and receiving. It helps to, start to explore. It gives you opportunities to expand your sexuality with each other. And the more you explore, the hotter your sex life becomes. Because the other piece that, ends a lot of sex lives is that it's boring sex and no one wants to have boring sex anymore. It's kind of like, well, I might as well just whack off. And make it spicy. Right? So it gives us a space. So the first thing you want to do is start with, let's put it on our mutual calendar and let's start off something really easy where it's like, give us an hour. And your only expectations, because we don't want to create performance anxiety, which please go listen to that episode. I believe it's episode 377. Is that you don't want to reinforce performance anxiety. So the only expectation, so you put an hour on your calendar, you both pick an hour, and for that hour, 30 minutes, we're going to start really basic. 30 minutes is for one person to receive pleasure, and 30 minutes is for the other person to receive pleasure. And this is a great time to start practicing asking for what you want. Okay. So if receiving pleasure for you may be having a massage with some genital stimulation, then that's what you ask for. If it's oral sex, that's what you ask for. If it's penetrative sex, that's what you ask for. If it's some kinky exploration, that's what you ask for, right? But the whole point is to just give and receive. Now, if you've been in a sexless relationship for a while, I would make it, let's take a couple of steps back. The only thing you have to do, let's start with a half an hour. If you've been in a sexless relationship, let's do a half an hour, okay? And a half an hour. And in the half an hour, all you're gonna do is lay naked with each other and pet each other, and whatever happens, happens. If kissing happens, groping happens, oral happens, intercourse happens, whatever happens, fingering happens. But the whole idea is that you're just naked bodies with each other, snuggling and cuddling and touching. And I would suggest touching with your hands and touching with your mouth and touching with your tongue and, explore the body. And you can either, do that mutually at the same time, or you can have 15 minutes, one person is receiving and exploring, being explored, and the other 15 minutes and switch. Okay. So we'll start there. But say you've graduated. You've like now when you're like you can get naked with each other, you can touch each other, it just naturally flows. All you need to do is be in the same room. Okay. Then you got your, you book an hour, and each person gets a half an hour of what they desire of exploration. And then once that becomes pretty standard, then I would like let's ramp it up a little bit, right? Because I'm all about exploration, right? Kinky exploration and sexual exploration and everything that you didn't even know could happen that you might like. And so what you want to do is you're going to create a fantasy bag, right? And I've talked about this in past episodes. I go into deeper details about this, about, how do you talk to your partner about, exploration, sexy, kinky stuff. Go find those episodes. But to recap for this purpose, I'll just do a quick, what's your fantasy bag? So you're going to take a little baggie and everybody gets to write down their fantasies. And all of their fantasies, their kinky fantasies, their dark fantasies, their, anything that they've ever thought of or wanted to try and explore. Okay. And so everything from your fantasies, meaning you think about it and you masturbate to it and you think it would be really hot, but you just want to keep it in the thought, in the brain capacity, and not necessarily act it out, as well as the things that you would like to actually try. Okay. So each person writes on, you write what each one on little pieces of paper, and then you fold them up and then you throw them in the bag. Now, depending on what kind of relationship you have, and depending on what your level of comfort and communication is, before you put them in the bag, you may want to have a conversation about just write it all on one piece of paper, and you have write it on your the other person writes it on a piece of paper, and then you talk about them so that when you go to pull them out of the bag, it's not a surprise. It's not like, oh my God. There's not like, what the fuck? I can't handle that, or what? So, because the point is that when you're gonna ultimately, what's gonna happen is you're gonna block off sexy time, once every 2 weeks. Once a week is great, but once every 2 weeks, it can be like you could do like once a month, where you're like, okay, we have sexy time once a week. That's, just kind of like get in, get out, don't mess my hairdo. And then once a month, we do some exploration. This will keep your sex life hot and sexy and sizzly and passionate. And you will both really, really love it. And it'll build you build your connection and your intimacy and your communication and all sorts of beautiful things, which then will make your relationship solid and strong out in the world, no matter what's going on. Okay? So it's really important. Anyways, so let's pretend you've never had sex conversations. So please go listen to all the episodes I talk about how do we have these conversations, because you'll need to learn how to have these conversations correctly in a way that everybody feels safe and heard and you're risking and vulnerable and all these beautiful things. Okay? So go listen to those episodes. Don't be like, oh yeah, we'll be fine. Like, no, go find those episodes first. So, I would recommend going through your list, sharing your list with your partner. And while you're sharing your list with your partner, you're going to put an F, meaning that it stays in fantasy, or a T, meaning you would like to explore it or try it. Okay? So, and then your partner can ask you lots of questions while you're going through it, and you can be vulnerable. And in your mind, you're like, oh trust me, it's worth it. I promise you. I cross my heart, hope to die, poke a needle in my eye. I promise you. You will thank me afterwards. At the time, you might think you're going to die, but I promise you won't die because your partner loves you, and your partner and you have already listened to how to have really difficult conversations, how to talk about kink. And so you will set it up in a way that you feel loved and support and safe. Okay. So please make sure you go listen to those episodes so that it becomes a successful experience. So you go through your things and then you cut them all up, right, into little strips. And you know, it has it. So if it has an F on it, it means that it's a fantasy. And so when that gets pulled from the bag, the person can talk about how you might want to role play that fantasy, whether you want to do some like reading some fantasy stories. You know, how do they want to incorporate the fantasy and the idea of that fantasy sharing that? It could be just having dirty talk while you're having sexy time. It can be reading a sex, you know, some, you know, sex stories that are in that genre. It could be writing some sex stories and your partner reads them to you while you masturbate. Like, it could be integrating it into like some, you know, role play of pretending to play out the scenario. Like, there's lots of opportunities around fantasy. But the idea is that we're not actually doing the thing, we are exploring it in the fantasy realm. And the things that have a T on it are the things that you are willing and wanting to try. Okay. Now, because you've had your conversation before everything went into the baggie, you've also had conversations about what part people are willing to participate and what parts people aren't willing to participate, and you've negotiated that. Okay, so because we want, when you pull it out of the baggie, that it's just like, okay, now we already know. We don't really want to have a whole big conversation unless something has changed. And you can, you know, say if things have changed, but now you can then plan for whatever it is. And this is where it becomes extra hot when we plan our sex time, because now we have anticipation and we're excited and we have like this thrill, and we might not have to get, we might have to go get supplies and outfits and toys and implements and, you know, find locations. Or if it's group or other people, we might have to do some finding other people. Like, so it becomes this like anticipatory planning, excitement, which adds to the thrill of the experience. It's like that piece of like building up to your sexy time, this planned sexy time, is the same kind of thrill as that primal desire, like I can't live without you, and I must take you now. Rip your clothes off, throw you against the wall. And so we're building that, we're building that, we're building that, and we're like excited, and we can't wait, and it's like amazing. So that's why we want to continue to evolve as a couple, as you know, and a couple, by the way, is defined by whatever that looks like for you. One person, two people, 15 people. It doesn't matter. You know, it's your definition of what couple means. It's not just, it can be anyone, any gender, any sexual orientation, any style of sexual relationship dynamics. It can be any of this stuff. Okay. So, but you want to keep evolving. And if you don't evolve, your sex life dies. And when your sex life dies, if you've ever been in a sexless relationship, it is the one of the loneliest places to be. It's heartbreaking because you feel this disconnect from your partner or partners. And yet you're still in this relationship, and this, you know, if you're building a life with them in whatever capacity they happen to be in your world, you're building this life, but you feel like you're walking this path alone. Even with them being beside you, when we don't have that sexual, sensory touch and engagement. So often people say, you know, it's one of the myths that, you know, anyways, in particular in North America, is that, oh, the sex isn't important. What's important is our love for each other and our compatibility for with each other and our friendship, and those things are important. But the sex is important because it's the sexy time, it's the intimacy, it's the connection that you have, it's the physical touch that creates the biochemicals in your body. It's all of those things that create that deep bond and that deep connection. I have friends who I love and adore, but I don't have sex with them. And if I'm not having sex with them, I'm not bonded with them the same way as I'm bonded with somebody who I've engaged sexually with. Just not. It's like there is a connection that happens when we exchange that kind of level of vulnerability and intimacy with somebody, with our bits, our bodies. And, our brains, create, that the whole oxytocin, right? It creates this beautiful oxytocin when we're having sex and orgasms and pleasure and all these things. And then our brain like bonds to the person that just gave that to us, or we've just experienced that with, in a way that doesn't happen when there isn't that sexual intimacy. And so it's important. And planning it makes it hot. Planning it makes you assure that you're going to have it. And planning it helps you both to grow, and all of you to grow and to develop and to expand who you are as a sexual being. And who you are as a sexual being affects the rest of your life. It's a foundational belief system that I carry with my whole being and soul. And when we are fully engaged in our sexual energy and our sexuality, and we can even have more intimacy that's non-sexual with others because we have practiced, we continue to exercise those muscles of pleasure and intimacy and vulnerability. When we have sexy time, there's an element of vulnerability. The faces that we make when we come, the angles that our bodies do, the fact that we don't give a shit because we're in the moment, the fact that we see somebody in a way that not everybody gets to see. And it's beautiful. And building that and going deeper is the exploration part of it. Because remember, boring sex becomes no sex. If you only do the same thing you always do, it will eventually become boring and your sex drive will die and you will stop wanting to do it. So you got to keep it spicy. And planned sex open creates a space for your relationships to make sure that you keep growing. As always, I lovingly invite you if you're like, fuck no. I'm in a sexist relationship. I can't find my way out of this. Reach out and we can figure out how do we get you back there. Right? How do we get you back engaged sexually with your partner or partners? Or maybe your partner isn't a fit anymore. What do we need to do to engage you as a sexual being in with yourself? Because remember, last episode is all about the importance of masturbation and having your own sexual identity. So make sure you go listen to that episode. So how do we get you back there? Reach out. Okay. You can find me at empressgaia.com for all your BDSM kink stuff. And you can enter the whole world of Gaia Morissette at gaiamorissette.com and follow the path. Pick the right path that will suit you so that you don't end up places that are like, oh, this is trigger warning, not okay. I wasn't ready Start at Gaia Morissette and follow the path that you think will resonate well with you. And I am here, as always, as the vehicle to support and help and educate and inspire you to be the best sexy version of yourself. and live the most amount of pleasure possible. So reach out and I can help you. Maybe you may need a little topper of a conversation with me. You may only need a half an hour conversation with me, or we might need to do intensive coaching. Who knows what you need. But I'm here to help you, to take my hand, to guide you on the journey, to come into being that sexual pleasure-seeking being that is your right to be. Okay? All right. Bye-bye. Till next time. Mwah. Stay curious. Stay horny. And don't forget to wiggle your butt lots. And laugh. Bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. Just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience. And I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know because I'm a little bit of a voyeur, so I want to know what, how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.